Saber Sword and Damascus Sword, a deep look into two legendary blades. Throughout human history, few objects have captured imagination, pride, and craftsmanship the way swords have. Among the countless sword designs created across different cultures, two stand out as timeless icons, the Saber Sword and the Damascus Sword. Both have their own heritage, fighting style, metallurgy, and visual appeal, making them favorites of collectors, martial artists, and historians. In this blog post, we explore their origins, features, uses, and why these two blades still fascinate people in the modern world. The Saber Sword, a symbol of speed, curvature, and military prestige. The Saber Sword is instantly recognizable because of its elegant, curved blade. While straight swords dominated much of early history, the saber revolutionized mounted combat. Its design made it powerful, fast, and highly effective for cavalry warriors. Origins of the saber. The earliest forms of the saber emerged in Central Asia among nomadic horsemen. These warriors needed a blade that could deliver slashing cuts while riding at high speed. A curved blade proved far more effective than a straight one, allowing riders to swing and slice without getting stuck in an opponent. From Asia, the saber spread into Eastern Europe, the Middle East, and eventually Western Europe. By the 18th and 19th centuries, it became the signature weapon of European cavalry units, symbolizing honor, rank, and martial skill. Key features of the saber sword. Curved blade, designed primarily for cutting and slashing. Single edge, most sabers have one sharpened edge, which improves durability and safety for the wielder. Lightweight build, helps in delivering quick, powerful strikes. Protective hilt, often includes a guard or knuckle bow to protect the hand. These features made the saber ideal for cavalry charges, duels, and fast close-range combat. Famous saber variations. The saber has many regional variations, each with its own identity.